Good morning. This is your security briefing for Sunday, February 08, 2026, covering 13 articles analyzed overnight. All attribution is by the article authors, and all article analysis is automated.
FortiGuard Labs reports a critical SQL injection vulnerability in FortiClient EMS version 7.4.4, tracked as CVE-2026-21643, with a CVSS score of 9.1. The flaw in the administrative interface allows unauthenticated attackers to execute unauthorized code via crafted HTTP requests, and Fortinet has released version 7.4.5 as a patch.
HetMeta reports on CVE-2026-25049, a critical vulnerability with a CVSS score of 9.4 in the N8N workflow automation tool. The flaw allows arbitrary command execution through type confusion exploitation, where attackers bypass TypeScript type safety by sending objects instead of strings to the expression evaluator, enabling credential theft and lateral movement.
Netskope has identified a tech support scam campaign that began February 2nd, using malicious Bing ads to redirect users to fraudulent pages hosted on Azure Blob Storage. The campaign has affected 48 US organizations across healthcare, manufacturing, and technology sectors, deceiving victims with fake support numbers.
Kaseya reports that cybercriminals are exploiting DKIM email authentication by manipulating user-controlled fields in legitimate DKIM-signed emails from Apple and PayPal. The attacks insert scam phone numbers and phishing links while maintaining valid DKIM signatures that bypass DMARC authentication and email security filters.
A GitHub repository details PhantomFS, a Windows projected file system provider tool that serves encrypted payloads only to authorized processes while presenting decoy content to security tools. The technique uses AES-256 CBC encryption to keep malicious executables encrypted on disk, decrypting them in memory only when accessed by whitelisted processes, effectively evading EDR solutions.
Zero Solarium describes a defense evasion technique that exploits Windows service recovery functions for remote code execution and persistence. Rather than modifying service executable paths, attackers intentionally crash services to trigger pre-configured recovery actions that execute malicious payloads, requiring defenders to monitor failure command and failure actions registry settings.
WardGate introduces a new open-source security proxy tool designed to mitigate risks when AI agents access external services. The tool addresses vulnerabilities where AI agents susceptible to prompt injection could leak credentials or exfiltrate data, featuring credential isolation, granular access control, and audit logging.
FOSDEM 2026 featured a presentation by James Bottomley covering the evolution and practical implementation of Secure Boot in Linux systems. The talk explained how users can manage their own signing keys through machine owner key variables and use recent innovations like SBAT to address UEFI revocation issues.
0xFlux Red Team Manual documents a proof-of-concept ransomware detection system using a Windows mini-filter driver that monitors file system operations for malicious patterns. The system intercepts file rename and write operations characteristic of ransomware encryption behavior, using lockbit variants as a detection example.
A personal blog with approximately 25 years of vulnerability management experience introduces GCVE, or Global CVE, as a system designed to support all disclosure models. The article argues that multiple disclosure models coexist rather than following a linear evolution, with the focus on improving security intelligence accessibility for defenders.
Descent Doe and Zach Whitaker report findings from a pilot survey showing that 3/4 of security researchers and journalists have faced legal or criminal threats due to their work. The survey reveals a chilling effect where fear of repercussions, including DDoS attacks, slap suits, and physical violence threats, may lead to self-censorship in vulnerability disclosure and cybersecurity reporting.
The Dutch government reports a security incident at the Dutch Data Protection Authority and the Council for Judicial Affairs. The incident affects two critical government bodies responsible for data protection oversight and judicial processes, raising concerns about the security of sensitive personal and judicial data.
The European Commission has disclosed a cyber attack targeting its central mobile infrastructure. The Commission is responding to the incident, though specific details about the threat actors, attack vectors, or impact have not been provided.
That concludes today's briefing.